We are learning Maseches Gittin, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We are beginning the two dots on the bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah it said that Rav Shimon Machshir, we had a machlokes in the Mishnah, if someone writes a get, that's a muktim. He writes it today, he gives a date today, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and he signs it on by night, which is already Beis Iyar. So really, this get only became a get at night when the Chesima happened. And Lamaisa, the Zman, the time of the get, is written a day early, so it's Muktim. So Tanakama holds, it's possible. Rav Shimon Machshir. What's the Pshat of Rav Shimon? Amar Rava, my time with Rav Shimon, like we saw in yesterday's daf, the Pshat of Rav Shimon is like this. He holds that the reason why we have a second Zman, we institute a Zman for Paris, in order that we should know when the Baal, the husband, stops getting the Paris, and it goes to the Isha. So my time of Shimon, because of a kibun shenasa ein of legarsha, once he decides to divorce her, shuv ein leperis, doesn't get peris anymore. Therefore, once you write the get, that already is this man when he wants to divorce her. He already has in mind to divorce. So he's writing the get. So mishatz ksivos haget already, he loses the peris. So even though the signing happens the next day, lemaisa, he loses the peris on today, and therefore the zman is fine, even though it's muktim, because it goes after the zman of the ksiva, and that was correct. That's man. Omer Slokish, Lehichsha Rav Shimon Ella Alta. Rav Shimon only maskim Ella Alta. I'm a commentary Yom Loy. He's only maskim that you could write the get today, and then within the next 10 days, you sign it. But after 10 days already, and you sign it after 10 days after Ksiva, that already, even for Rav Shimon, is possible. On top of that, what's the reason? Chashina Shem Pais. Also then Muktim. Also the collecting the payers, that's fine because she gets the payers from the ksiva. But there's another problem. If you leave the get around for 10 days, we're worried that Shem Pais is Ishtar Rashi says Basoich Kachu Ba Aleha Vava Get Yashem. What about Get Yashem? They were worried that since there was no get until the chasima, so they're still technically married and still it's possible to be Ba Aleha. And if he's Ba Aleha, the dalach is that it's Get Yashem. Get Yashem is possible. The reason why Get Yashem is possible is we're scared maybe he decided not to give the get. So therefore, it's a problem of Get Yashem. Even after 10 days, Rav Shimon will allow a shtar that the Zman said today, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and it was signed on Tezvav Iyar, it's still kosher. In Isa the Pious, I worry about maybe that they were fighting each other. There's a coil. Rashi explains, Shashchenois, no, the neighbors hear the whole time they're fighting. If they hear one night that it was quiet, they'll realize, and then they'll be worried about Get Yashem. But since they didn't hear any quiet to the machlekes, they didn't hear any stop to the machlekes, therefore we're not choshev to get Yashem. So we have here machlekes, Rab Yochanan and Rab Shlokish Pshat in Rab Shimon. According to Rab Shlokish, Rab Shimon says only up to 10 days. According to Rab Yochanan, even more than 10 days. Itma. We learned, Amar la asara kisvu gela ishti. There's one person who wants to write a get, he tells 10 people, you write the get for my wife. Om Rabbi Yechanan, Shnayim Mishim Edim, two will be Edim, Bekulam Mishim Tanai. The other eight have to sign because of a Tanai. It's a condition in the get that it's not a get until everyone signs. But it's not a Din Edim, it's Din Tanai. I need you to sign a Din Tanai. It's a condition, it's a Tanai in the get. Rosh Lakish Amar, Kulam Mishim Edim. They are all 10 Edim. So the first analyzes what exactly is the case of the Machlekes. If he didn't say, I want you all to be Edim, so Vatnar, we went to the Mishnah, Amala Asara Kisvugela Ishti. You tell 10 people to write a get for your wife. The Loch is Echad Kaisa, one could be the cipher, Vishnaim Kaisman, all took a sign, and the rest of them are just like insurance policies. If you don't have fine aid, then they'll sign. So the Mishnah is clearly, if you just tell 10 to write a get, they don't all have to sign. Elo, the Amalahu Kulchem. You said, Kulchem, you said to these Edim, I want you all to be Edim. Kulchem, he didn't say the word Edim, he said, I want you all to sign. So what's the Machlekes? So the chaykas is that according to Rabbi Yechanan, we tell them all to sign. What I mean is, two of you should be Edim, the other eight should be just a sign because I want to make it that the star has, like Rashi says, I want to embarrass the Isha, so we have 10 eight other people signing, which is a Tanai in the get. I want to embarrass the Isha, but make a Tanai in the get. Mashaykin and Shlokash Hals, they're all Edim. Mashaykin and Shlokash Hals, they're all Edim. What's an Afkimina? I want to say a few Afkiminas. My Benayu, Ikibanayu. Where's the question like this? If all 10 have to sign anyway, so what's the difference if it's Edim or if it's Tanai? What's the difference? The Gemara says, two of them signed today, and the other eight signed after 10 days, which makes it a Shtar Muktim clapping those eight signatures. So, Tanai, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because Lamaisa, the first two are the Edim, and they signed it today, the right date. The other eight signed 10 days later. It's fine. It's already a kosher get. Our date is two edim. The other one just a tanai, and that they signed lemaisa. But it's not a problem. Muktim. Madam Mishum Aidim possible. Because the edim didn't sign. It's not a star. It's not an edus. It's not a star until you have the edus. The edus not shalim until all 10 of them sign. And since they all didn't sign on the yom ksiva, it's muktim. That's the lacha. It's muktim. So that's one afkmina. Not an afkmina. Now because shenim to echem and karav apostle. One of these eight were found to be a karav. It's a relative to either isha or their apostle. They're like a ganav. So the mandiyam shem tanai. It's kosher because I don't need them to be kosher edim. All I need them to sign. We're trying to embarrass isha. I don't need them to be edim. All I need them to sign. They're signing. Remind them Mishum Eidim, possible. If they're Eidim, then it's possible. Now and that passes everyone, because Allah is, if you have 10 Eidim together, one of them becomes possible, it disqualifies the whole thing. So, if they're all Eidim, then the Allah is, the gets possible. So, now the Gemara is like this. Even if you're on the other that's kosher, what happens if the first two are signed on Karav Apostle? Echosim betchila Karav Apostle, so I'm really kosher, I'm really apostle. Some say kosher apostle. What's the beer? I'm really kosher, Tanayu. Some say kosher, that really, the first two will be part of the Tanai Eidim. And I obviously didn't want to make them the Iker Eidim. The Iker Eidim, are not Karav Apostle. And these two are signing first. They are just the Eidim who are signing because of the Tanai. Therefore, I don't care if the Karav Apostle. I'm the Apostle, also the Kuvah Shtar, 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 Amal. All my name says, no, that since they signed first, so people are going to think that we're using them, these two as the Eidim. So, we think that Karav Apostle could be kosher by Shtaris. And we're going to be mat there, Karav Apostle Shara Shtaris. So, bottom line is, the two Iker Nafkaminas are, one Nafkamina is, if they all have to sign today, it should be Muktim, or it's enough for two of them. That's one Nafkamina. All Nafkamina is, if one of them found Karav Apostle, one of the eight that found Karav Apostle, they'll disqualify the get. Now, there could be another Nafkamina also, if they have to do Lishma, the other eight. If the Eidim, they have to do Lishma. Now they don't have to do Lishma, but that could be included in Karav Apostle. But the Mepharshim speak about that. Why don't we say a case of Lishma as one of Nafkaminas? Zog the Maravaita. Ahuda, a story. Ahuda, sorry, kiss me, Ishti. It's a person that told 10 people, write a get for my wife. Choslim Beitrei Minai B'Yoyimo. Two of them signed on the day they wrote the get. Ve'ino Mekam Asar Yom. The other one signed 10 days later. So also, Kavad Rabbi Shuvah Levi. So the Shaila was, is it kosher or not? Is it kosher or not? Because it's a muktim. They assumed there was a muktim because the maisa, it was after 10 days and they finished signing it. So it's a muktim. You know, two signed today, but the eight signed later. So it's a muktim. On Malay, so Shibu Levi said, Kedai who on top of the test of Ralph. Kedai or Shibu Levi Sulav Shastachak. You can tell me Karam Shimon holds that a muktim is kosher. So we sign the Karam Shimon Shastachak. Afraid the Gemara, maybe Rav Shimon even here is mask was no good. The only time Rav Shimon said it's mut, only altar, which means right away until 10 days, within 10 days they have to sign. But Avakam Asar Yom Aloy, we said because that's problem get Yashon. So here even for Rav Shimon it's no good. So the Gemara, we hold like Rav Yechon who says that Rav Shimon was mat even more than 10 days. Now afraid the Gemara, for going according to Rav Yechon, then the whole problem doesn't start. Because according to Rabbi Yechanan, the eight Eidim are not Eidim. They're just Tanai. Frank Demar, Vam Rabbi Yechanan, Shnayim Mishim Eidim, Vekul Mishim Tanai. So the other eight we don't care about, they're Tanai Eidim. They're not real Eidim. So anyway, we don't care. We don't have to comment to Rabbi Shimon. Stamas is not a Mukdim, fear Rabbi Yechanan. If the Gemara, who could have Shlokish really? And that he held like a Shlokish. He held like they're all Eidim. So there's a problem on Mukdim, because they're all Eidim. And that he said, we're going with some of Rav Shimon Shazdchak. On that, the Gemara asked, what do Rav Shimon holds that after 10 days he's Maida? No, on that, the Rav Yechiron who says that he holds kosher even more than 10 days. But we don't hold Rav Yechiron who holds that they're not Eidim, they're tonight, and the whole thing doesn't stop. We hold that it is Eidim. But we have some of Rav Shimon as Machshir, and we go like Rav Yechiron Shad and Rav Shimon, that Rav Yechiron holds the fear of Shimon, it's Machshir, even if the Eidim sign after 10 days, it's still not a problem. Even though it's muktim so much in advance, we're not worried about get Yashon, and therefore it's kosher according to Rav Shimon. And we're saying Kedai Rav Shimon Lusbechalav Shazchak. Even though here we're going that the all 10 are Eidim and it's a muktim, but we're saying Rav Shimon that a muktim is kosher by a get.